Be'ezrat Hashem, we begin Perek Chamisha Asa, the 15th chapter in the Rambam, Hilchos Ma'ariv v'Leiv, in the laws of the land and the bar, in the Sefer Mishpat, the book of judgments, where we continue the theme of the previous Perakim, discussing the laws of collection of loans. And in this Perek, we discuss specifically regarding the stipulations that are between the lender and the bar. As Rambam gives Halacha Aleph regarding if the lender requires that the payment should be done in front of witnesses. So Amavas Chaveda Be'edim. Someone lends his friend in front of witnesses. Rambam says, Al Tefrein Yel Be'edim. Just make sure when you pay me back, it should also be only for the witnesses. So, bein sh'amalei b'shas halva, whether he said it at the time of the loan, bein sh'amalei achar shalva, whether he said it after the loan, be that as it may, when it comes time for the payment, he has to pay him back in front of the witnesses because of the stipulation that the lender had made. Toin halay v'bamalei, now let's say the lender claims and he says to him, v'chein osisi, and I did that. Upratichu b'fnei plenu plenu, and I paid you in front of that person and that person. V'hochalem l'medin sayam, but they went overseas, or maybe they died. He's an eman, he's believed to make such a claim. V'nish b'shvuz has his v'nifta, and he makes a rabbinic oath, and he's going to be exempt. V'chein amam asotav, he says, al tefrein el b'fnei tamid ha-chachamim. Let's say, I want you to pay me up only in front of tamid ha-chachamim, or b'fnei reifim, or in front of doctors. V'amalein, he says to him, b'fnei praticha, in front of them I paid you up. V'ayis me'idim shepraticha b'fneim, the thing is, the witness that I paid you up in front of them, meisu, they died, or holchalim nimazayam, or they went overseas. He's an eman, again, he's believed, v'nish b'has his v'nifta, and he makes a rabbinic oath, and he's going to be exempt. Avalim Amalim, but if he tells him, Al tefrein el b'fnei plenu plenu, yes, I want you to pay me back only in front of that person and that person. Vamalim, he says, Tem praticha b'fnei acherim, oh, I paid you up in front of witnesses, but with other people. The mace when they died, or helchalim din seyam, or they went overseas, then ain't in him, and then he's not believed. Shribnei tainer zu, because it's for this claim itself, the hisno love, Amalim, that's what he specifically stipulated. He said to him, No, Al tefrein el b'fnei ruven v'shimen, shehem imdimimai, I want you to pay me back only in front of ruven v'shimen who's standing with him. So that he shouldn't push him away by telling him, oh, that it was in front of others that paid him, and they left and they went somewhere else. So then he's not going to be believed. Now, in Halacha Beis, the Rambam proves the Halacha of that we said in the previous Halacha. Yeshnu Schayis min haGemara, he says there are certain versions from the Talmud, Shekasben, that is written in them. Someone says to his friend, Al tefreinu b'edim, I want you to pay me back only from the witnesses. V'omalini tells him, and yes, I paid him from the witnesses, that person and that person, but they went overseas. Some texts have it that in a neman, that he's not believed. Well, I said in front of the witnesses, I want the witnesses to be able to verify. You're going to tell me that you did, but they went overseas? Some texts have it that they're not believed. It says the Rambam v'toy svarmu, and it's a mistake from the scribes. And therefore, there are certain halachic decisors that made a mistake based on those texts of those svarim. Says the Rambam, Bukvar Chakarti ala Neschoy Sayishanis, and I already went and analyzed and I inspected regarding the old versions, the old text. Umatzasven, I found that actually true neman that he is believed, like we said in the previous halacha. V'giyaliyaday b'mitzrayim, and it came to me here in Egypt, Mikzas Gemara Yishon, a little bit from an old Gemara. Kasav al Gvilim, which is written on parchment, said like they used to write before this period of time. Bekaru Chamesh Meishana, like around 500 years ago. Ushtenu Schayis Mutzasim na Gvilim Halacha, so when they found two different versions on parchment related to this halacha, Ubishteim Kasav, both of them was written, that Vim Amar, if he says, Parati b'fnei plenu plenu, that I paid you in front of that person, that person. V'hochel m'nei nesam, they went overseas, that Nemani is believed. Now, but it's because of this error that happened to some of the svarim. How do mixes goyim? Some of the goyim have ruled. Shem Amalei did it. He tells him, "Al tefreini el b'fnei plenu plenu. I want you to pay me back only in front of that person and that person." Upra b'fnei achem, and he pays in front of others. She'ainin em, that is not believed. Ava pishayvi edim shepra b'fnei. Even though he brings witnesses, not like the claim, "Oh, I had witnesses, but they went overseas." Even if he brings witnesses that he paid in front of them, that he's not believed. Because I want it in front of those and that person. Says the Rambam, no, that's a great error. But Dino Emes, and the true judgment is, if literal witnesses come, even though it wasn't the people that he stipulated, that say that he paid in front of them, of course, Nifta, of course, he's going to be exempt. Then come Makam Chashash, and there's no area to be concerned for such a ruling. It says, Gam Ha'ra Hazayis, because this ruling also is Al Pisa Freim, was also based on the swarm that they had, Shakasma, that it was written over there. Someone said to his friend, "I want you to pay me back in front of witnesses that those people have learned halacha." And he went and paid him in front of him in front of other witnesses that did not learn halachas. But that's a mistake in those texts. I found in those parchments that it says "azl pari delay" is because he paid him between him and him, That's why when the lender denies, the bar is not believed. But if you paid in front of other witnesses, even though they're not the ones that he said, of course you're going to be potter. Ava bisha svar mugohen, although that the svarim were edited, like we explained, that's how it appears from the halacha of the Gemara. But more of it says the Rambam. Dvarim shel dasim, what I'm saying are words of intelligence. What should the bar have done? He told them, only pay me back in front of witnesses. He paid in front of witnesses. This is going back to what we said previously. He told me pay in front of witnesses. I'm claiming I did. What I'm saying that they died or they went overseas. I should have locked them up in jail all the days that they shouldn't go anywhere. If they died, what should he do? Comes out he's going to have to pay him again and again and again until he actually brings the actual witnesses. So it comes out that this testimony is Eid Bishtar. It's a testimony in the document that the bar is not believed to say, I claimed. But it comes out that this guy, since he's saying, I want you to pay me back only from the witnesses, like as if Nasas Mil Bishtar, like you're making like it was a loan recording of the document. No one ever entertained such a thing. Now, most definitely, he tells them if they play and play in front of those specific people, yes, who hivs al atzmai, then for sure he caused a loss to himself. Shepar b'fnei acherim v'ochlem, if he paid in front of others and they left in that situation. But if those other witnesses come along and say that he paid him up, of course they ain't come meis mechish. There's nothing to be concerned about. Because there are lodin l'haris, and this is how it's appropriate to educate and to rule that, of course, he would be exempt if he actually paid him up, even though in front of other witnesses. Halacha continues regarding stipulations that will allow a greater belief for the claims of the lender. So hisna malva al-alaiver. If the lender stipulates for the borrower that, look, I'm lending you money, but she and that the lender should be believed, whenever he says that he didn't pay him up, I want to be believed. So then he could take without an oath, even though the borrower claims that he paid him up, because that was what they made up. Then maybe Adam should pray, but if he brings witnesses that he paid him up, then he's not going to take anything because the bar only accepted the trustworthiness of lender opposite him, but not opposite witnesses. Halacha dal. His no love, let's say he stipulated on him, they agreed that you, the lender, you're going to have the belief as if you were two witnesses. So alpha bisha heavy Adam should pray, even if the bar brings witnesses that he paid him up, he's a good man, the lender could collect from him without an oath, because he believed him like two witnesses. So although generally two and two contradict, but here it's as if he is invalidating any testimony regarding the payment of this debt opposite the lender, and if the lender could collect. And the parenthesis has, even if he brings 100 witnesses that he paid him up, he could collect from him without an oath. And even if he brings 100 witnesses that he paid in front of him, it doesn't make a difference. Two, when it comes to testimony, two witnesses like 100 witnesses. So if you believe him like two, which we said is not like two against two, it's like you believe him like the authenticity of what he's saying, so then it doesn't make it difference to bring 100 witnesses. Now, that's just in general. But if he tells them, and the difference between two and three is two is like the generic number for testimony because that's the minimum. But if you say like three, wait a second, why are you saying three? Three, 100, two, it's all the same. No, since he's already giving a number. So actually, in Purei B'fnei Abav, he actually paid him up in front of four people, and they testified that he paid him up, and he's a Purei, it's going to be considered as a paid up. Because you're already going with numbers. So I only believe like three, I don't believe like a four. Now, the question is, Zeh Shehem and Hamal B'Kishnei Edim, this guy who's giving a belief to the lender, like two witnesses, Mayi Takanasa, what's going to be his remedy? In other words, he could always say, you believe him like two witnesses, and no one could contradict him, so he's going to collect and collect and collect. How can he get out of this situation? So the situation is Kishnei Yifer, when he pays up, Yikr Hashtar, tear up the document, or let him have the lender testify regarding himself, Shebitel Kol Shtar Shesh LaPlani, that he's nullifying any documentation that he has against that person. Or that he testifies on himself, not in front of the borrower, which discussion why does it have to be not in front of the borrower, but that Shekibu Kol Chayv Shesh LaPlani, that he already received whatever debt that he has by that person, so then that situation will be over. Halacha Hey, Hadesh Shepuroi. We're talking about a situation where he stipulated that he should pay in front of witnesses. And the borrower is claiming that he paid him not in front of witnesses. So, Harish Aprai, he paid him. But Vatoyna Malva Shalai Nifra, the lender's claiming that he didn't pay him. So, Aprai Pam Shnia, I mean, that's nice. So, he pays him a second time because of the stipulation. Because if not for the stipulation, he would swear and be off the hook. But they stipulate it has to be in front of witnesses. So, he paid him a second time. Now, Hari Haliva, Chayzeb, Tobias, Amalva, Badin. So now the borrower could take the lender to court. And he could tell him, look, you owe me this and this amount. Because I paid you 2 tons. I mean, he has to pay him, but now he could take him to court and say, you owe me. If he admits, Yishalmi has to pay. If the lender denies that it was paid 2 times, then he has to take a rabbinic oath because he's totally denying the claim, so it's only rabbinic, that he wasn't paid up more than 1 time. Anything similar like this has the same halacha. Halacha Vav continues regarding the other way around. Stipulations that the borrower takes that he will believe. If the borrower makes a stipulation, look, I'm only going to borrow from you, that I should be believed that every time when I say parati that I did pay up. So the lender cannot collect with this documentation, not from the borrower, not from the inheritor, not the borrower he could collect from, not from the inheritor, and not from the consumer who bought from the borrower. The reason that is because the court's claim for the inheritors and the lekeach, whatever the borrower himself could have claimed. And the borrower would be believed when he says, I paid up. So the courts claim it for them, that he paid up. So therefore you cannot collect with the documentation. Even if the borrower says, loy perati, I didn't pay up, it doesn't make a difference. But not from lekuches. The lender cannot collect from the buyer. The reason is shema asa kanunya on the chasav shalzem, because maybe this is a subterfuge. Maybe it's actually a ploy that they're making against this guy's assets, where, great, I don't really owe you money, but if I say I do, then you'll be able to collect from him, and we'll just split it 50-50. So we don't believe him in regards to lekuches. Now, if let's say the borrower claims regarding this documentation, and he says, meaning he said he's going to believe whenever he says he paid up. He said, I paid a part of it. The lender says, he didn't pay up anything. So he pays up the little bit that he's admitting to, that he owes. And then he makes only rabbinic oath on what he's denying, because he's really believing him. Now, if he stipulated it, and it's totally denying. Now, if he actually stipulated it should be believed without even taking a rabbinic oath, obviously it ain't in this, but then he doesn't even take a rabbinic oath. Halacha Zayin continues regarding stipulations regarding the collections of the loan. So hisna hamalva, if the lender stipulates sheyagav b'lei shvua, that I want to be able to collect without an oath, or is he gav b'lei shvua, then he can collect with him without an oath. Even though generally he can make him take an oath, like, oh, I paid up, swear, that they made up that he's not going to swear. But if he's coming to collect, let's say he died and he's coming to collect from his inheritors, then Yeshava Akachikva, then he has to first swear and then collect, like anyone who's coming to collect from the assets of the Yisrael. But if he stipulated that he wants to collect even from the inheritors without an oath, well, that's what they made up. Then give him collect without an oath. And so if they stipulated, let's say, what I'm going to collect, although a creditor usually collects from medium grade, I want to collect from your highest quality field. Okay, then give him an idis. He can collect from the highest quality, even from the inheritors, because shalkot nashim b'mam and kaim. Any stipulation regarding monetary law is valid. But baligvus min lekech, if he's coming to collect from the incumbent properties, which the borrower doesn't have, and he had sold off from his properties that he's going to collect from those who bought from him, lo yitchev el b'shvua. There, he can only collect with an oath, even if the stipulation was that he's going to collect from the lekuches without an oath. No, he needs an oath. Because the borrower cannot make a stipulation to cause a loss for his friend's money, which the guy who bought from him, that stipulation doesn't help. And when he's coming to collect from those who bought, that creditor would have to take an oath first.